When I return, we're going to get on some UFOria because NASA just landed on Mars. But will Mars let us stay? So you might have heard a couple days ago that the NASA rover Perseverance successfully touched down on Mars, making NASA's largest and most sophisticated science instrument on the red planet. And so they sent out some tweets and things. And so now they're going to go and explore and send back pictures. So when this has happened before, the Russians, we've had many of these sort of cameras up there. And then as soon as they get close to something that looks interesting, they short out and then they're irreparable. And so what I'm hoping they're going to do is they're going to go over to Cydonia. If you know what Cydonia is, Cydonia, it's a human face. So, you know, what are you telling me, that it's just a blip or something, or swamp gas, or the latest scoffers will say ball lightning? No, it's a human face. So now we've got the means to go up and see. And my research in ancient astronaut theory and consulting with Giorgio is that what it is, that human face, is a temple to the Sumerian god Nergal. N-E-R-G-A-L. Well, who is Nergal? His celestial body is Mars. And he's the god of the Anunnaki, one of the Anuna, for the underworld, like Hades in Greek mythology. He's associated with forest fires, fevers, plagues, war. He causes death and destruction and devastation. So essentially, he's the god of COVID. And so, are they going to let us probe up there? Pun intended. Or are they going to short Perseverance out, like normally what happens? So let's celebrate that UFOria with Burning Spear. He's going to have to re-record the song he did for his album, Mistress Music. Fly Me to the Moon will need to become Fly Me to Mars. The only way to truly escape the COVID.